I don't spend a lot of time on the radio when I'm home, and I can't put any antennas up because I'm renting, but I've got a Motorola 1550LS, which is a clone of the one I'm using now in the car, and then I also got a Kenwood that I just picked up recently, so if you get on the air at home, I use one of those.
Yeah, roger, roger. Well, I'm also, in addition to, you know, GMRS, I'm also, I got a ham license, so I've got all sorts of radios up here in the office here. You know, I got out in the garage, I got, a couple base stations. Those are for ham stuff. Those aren't for GMRS.
Yeah, roger. There's quite a few people on the network here that are dual licensed or working towards that. I tend to avoid some of the Facebook groups, especially the GMRS group. If you're familiar with that, all there is a big argument over what's better, GMRS or ham. Who cares? Get your license, get on the radio, enjoy what you got, and don't worry about what the next person's doing.
You know what? I completely agree with you. If you want to experiment with radio, if you want to talk in something besides FM through repeaters, there's ham. If all you want to do is, take your family out to areas where the, like the mobile, there's not a whole lot of mobile phone, no 5G or anything like that, GMRS is good for you. If you want to, it really depends on what you want to do with it. It's really down to that. I don't do all this elitism and stuff. I do ham because I like ham. I got a GMRS license because I wanted to get on that too.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I've been an avid monitor of ham radio for many years, but time constraints and all right now, getting my ham tickets not a real high priority. But for me, GMRS does exactly what I needed to do, and with the network here, it definitely it satisfies my needs.
Yeah, well, the guy that put this together is one of the he's definitely one of the more technical-minded people that can do. He builds networks for a living. So this was just another thing he could do. So that was Fred WR. PA678, I think this is a GMRS call. W8FSM is his hand call. Yeah, he's a real smart guy.
WSAA69. Please tell me the rules. Just about outside of Midland, and being able to talk all the way down to Detroit and all, like I said, that even exceeded what my expectations of GMRS were. So, but again, depends on what your needs are, and as long as you're happy with what you're doing, that's all that matters.
I think there was another station trying to get in there. Go ahead.
WSAA 692. I really enjoy this GMO system. Please tell me the rules aren't changing.
The 692, this is WRB982. Yeah, I know the FCC is trying to say, we didn't want you to hook up, stuff through networks, so I think that's, for some reason, I don't know how, they keep this going, so hopefully they can keep this going, and, with the new administration coming in, who knows what's going to happen.